Ghana and Iran have signed bilateral agreements in the areas of agriculture and international relations. President John Mahama and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani witnessed the signing of the document at an official ceremony in Tehran. President Mahama said the visit to Tehran is the beginning of strong bonds of mutual cooperation between the two countries. Pascaline Adivo has sent this report.
President Mahama was officially welcomed by the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to the presidential palace. After inspecting the guard of honor, the two leaders went into a closed-door meeting. After witnessing the signing of two bilateral agreements, the two leaders addressed a news conference. President Rouhani said social, cultural, and scientific issues also formed the basis of their talks aside from the bilateral relations. He said Iran looks forward to crop cultivation in Ghana, which has a promising agricultural sector. President Rouhani spoke through an interpreter.
We also talked about how we can cooperate with each other on international and regional issues, like how we can together fight against extremism and terrorism. We also discussed the problems that the people in Africa are suffering from because of terrorism and extremism, especially those living in north of Africa, including countries like Libya. We also talked about the problems caused by the terrorist groups and different terrorist groups active in Africa under different names and titles. We also talked and discussed about the problems faced by the people in Yemen and Syria.
President Mahama said there are many areas of cooperation to be explored, including oil and gas, cement production, manufacture of home appliances, and engineering products. He said Iran has comparative advantage in these fields and therefore is a worthy partner. President Mahama thanked Iran for offering scholarships to some Ghanaian students to study medicine and engineering in Iran. He also mentioned Iran's assistance to some poor farmers in Ghana as part of its agriculture rural program.
And I wish to assure Mr. President that when we go back home, we're going to work effectively to realize the implementation of these agreements. We've discussed collaboration in oil and gas, in petrochemical and refining industry, in generation and distribution of power, in agriculture, in light industry and household appliance manufacturing, civil engineering, cement production, and so many other areas where we believe that Iran has a comparative advantage and we can work together in our mutual interest.
In 2014, during the visit of Iran's former president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the two leaders signed agreements in oil and gas drilling and extraction of petroleum. The visit also saw the establishment of a permanent joint commission for cooperation. From the Iranian capital, Tehran,